Let me set up a scenario for you. Two people come up to you asking you to trust them because they have in mind what's best for you. Do you flip a coin and blindly follow one of those two people? Or do you ask how they plan on creating what's best for you? As we head toward the 2020 election, this was being asked of the American people by both parties. The difference, as the saying goes, lies in the details, which my next guest unfolds and counters regarding the claims of the left with facts and reality. He does this in his new best-selling book, Guilty by Reason of Insanity, Why the Democrats Must Not Win. David Limbaugh, how are you today, sir?
Great, how are you?
Great to have you here with another fantastic education, not just a book. DavidLimbaugh.com is David's website. Learn more about this book as well as his many other successful books. I want to start off with a term that you coin in Guilty by Reason of Insanity, because I think it's a foundation for really what we see happening, intersectionality. Explain what that's all about.
This is the relatively new, although it's really not that new. Liberal professors have been incorporating it into their radical curriculum for some time. It's the idea that people in the United States are subject to multiple oppressions sometimes. You have to consider the multiple oppressions. So if a person is black and female and gay, they have more oppressions than the person who is black male. A female black has suffered more oppression historically. Her types of black and female have suffered more oppression than a white male, than a black male, than a white female. So you have to consider the intersection of all these alleged historical oppressions to evaluate how disadvantaged someone is in society, and then accordingly give them more protection legally and socially. So you're encouraged to look at everybody according to their external qualities, their sex, their gender, their race, and their socioeconomic class and all that. And so we have to treat people as units rather than human beings created in God's image, and treat them as oppressed and mistreated, and then provide special privileges for them instead of providing equal opportunity for all, which is what the United States of America is based on in the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence. It runs counter to everything we stand for in the United States, and it keeps people stirred up against each other. It promotes racial color consciousness rather than color blindness. It promotes an impersonal approach to people. It is wrong. It is destructive. It is polarizing and divisive, in my view.
And what's interesting, too, is many of these people who are proponents of this intersectionality will proudly have a photo of Martin Luther King Jr. on their wall, although they sort of deny how they've taken Dr. King's wish to have all seated side by side at the same table, and they've replaced it now with their definition of how now the preferred should be the only ones at the table.
Yeah. It's like Martin Luther King said, we must judge people on the content of their character, not the color of their skin. And now these intersectional police, these identity politics peddlers are saying, you must look at my race. You must look at my sex. You must look at my sexual orientation. Don't look at me as an individual human being. Look at me as part of a group. And the accompanying critical race theory that these leftist academicians are promoting also says that racism, for example, is systemic, that patriarchy is systemic, that male dominance over females is historical. Therefore, the female can never come out from under her oppression. The black can never come out of his or her oppression. Therefore, it doesn't matter what you as a human being do, what is in your heart, let's say as a white male. You may love females, treat them totally respectfully. You may love blacks, Hispanics, other people of color, and treat them with equal dignity as you're required to as a Christian, and get no credit for it because you're a white male and you cannot overcome this systemic racism. So who are you fooling? Don't even talk about trying to eradicate your condition, because you're guilty by virtue of who you are. And how that's awfully convenient for the Democratic Party, because then they have got a perpetual class of dependents and victims that they can always trade on to keep people in angst and polarized. You may think this sounds cynical, but it's utterly not cynical. Exactly what they're doing and it is apparent if you observe current events.
I think even Kanye West has called on, as he said a couple of weeks ago, how the Democrats have been brainwashing blacks for all these years.
Well, you know, we're on thin ice, or at least I would be, as a white person, to say blacks have been suckered by white liberals into believing that we hate them. Because then somebody's going to say, oh, you think blacks can't think for themselves? Absolutely not. I think they can and they do. I think they're as smart as white people. See, all this nonsense. What I do think is that they have, over the last decades, put their faith and trust in the Democratic Party, politically, I don't mean spiritually speaking, their faith in the Democratic Party to help them politically as a group. And when the Democratic Party leaders, who they trust, tell them that conservatives and Republicans are racist, they tend to believe it. Doesn't make them gullible. We all trust people. And so what we have is the polls showing that people do, that Democrats and minorities do believe that conservatives and Republicans are racist. One of the worst things you can do in society, the worst charges that can be leveled against you, is that you're a racist. And it ought to be one of the worst charges. But when it's false, when you bear false witness about somebody on such a severe charge, think of the damage that does to the individual. Think about the damage it does to the people who believe it. Think of the damage it does to race relations and to society as a whole. It is a terrible thing. And yet, in fact, Democrats think, the rank and file Democrats, according to polls, and minorities think that we're racist. Why else would blacks vote for Democrats 85 to 90% when the Democrats enact policies that are contrary to their best interests, both in economic terms and in social terms? A lot of black families are traditional families, conservative values, Christians. The Democrats defy those values through abortion and the rest of it, in socialism. And Donald Trump's policies have helped lift blacks out of unemployment and increase their wages and their prosperity and their standard of living. And yet they still, as far as we know, support the Democrats. Now, I do see some movement, and I think more Democrats are going to Trump rallies, more blacks are coming out in support of Trump. But we have a lot of educating to do of people who have been misled, not just minorities, but rank-and-file Democrats in general, that conservatives are mean, they're uncompassionate, that capitalism is evil, that socialism is wonderful. All of these things are objectively false. Socialism has enslaved and impoverished in history. It killed regimes that were socialist and Marxist, are responsible for 100 million murders in the 20th century alone. Socialism is a corrupt system that is contrary to human nature because it denies, it promotes the idea that human beings are perfectible, and it negates the idea of private property, which is, by the way, endorsed implicitly in both the 8th and 10th commandments, that thou shalt not covet and thou shalt not steal, implicitly gives validation to private property. Socialism is against private property, against human nature. It causes everyone to be equal, and that equality is a matter of misery. So you spread the misery, you reduce the economic pie. Capitalism allows free people to prosper in a free market through individual transactions multiplied over thousands and millions of transactions, and it benefits the economy with the invisible hand, with incentives. Socialism negates all that stuff. It's too complicated to go into that now. But my point is, the purpose of this book is to help inform voters and millennials of the myths about capitalism and socialism, about the moral horrors of abortion, that the Democratic Party's position, their nationally suicidal policies on immigration and open borders. No self-respecting nation can have open borders, unregulated, giving sanctuary to illegals who come into our country illegally. So and to discuss gender ideology, how the left is now teaching that a person is not born male or female, but he is whoever, he is whatever gender he chooses to identify. So the left is now promoting the idea that up is down, right is wrong, left is right, evil is good, male is female, female is male, according to one's choice. You're asked, it's like the 1984 book, novel, where you're forced to say when somebody's holding up four fingers, they're holding up five fingers. And that's because of government coercion. A person is bludgeoned into saying, is intimidated into saying that four equals five. But today, it's not even just government doing it. It's the social pressure, the intimidation of political correctness. We are all saying that we're all being bullied into saying things we know do not comport with reality, because you cannot change a human being's sex by your choice. You can't even do it by an operation. When a person is encoded with DNA and born a male or female, that DNA encoding doesn't change no matter how many surgeries you have. So my point is, the Democratic Party is promoting things that are off-kilter morally and intellectually. And I think if we present these lessons to the American public, to the voters, we'll have a better chance of making inroads into minority votes and into rank-and-file Democratic voters who have been led astray by the Democratic Party, by seductive false promises, and by slander of people who want to help them.
I think what David does with Guilty by Reason of Insanity, Why the Democrats Must Not Win, he also, at an equal level, explains the consequences of when you fold to the pressure from the left about gender, about race, about creative victimization that takes place over and over again. We even see within the presidential race where Kamala Harris, to some, is now black enough. Tulsi Gabbard is a Russian tool. We have Nancy Pelosi versus the Squad on the impeachment platform as well. So it's reality that needs to be presented, because that reality comes with it an education that can prevent it from spreading. Guilty by Reason of Insanity, Why the Democrats Must Not Win, DavidLimbaugh.com, the website. David Limbaugh, thank you so much for revealing the reality and for being here today.
Thank you so much.